Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis. It's Thursday, January 10th, 2013. Welcome.
Yeah, episode 8.47, the divisional round preview show.
AKA the greatest weekend of everyone's year.
Of the world.
No.
In the universe.
No, in the U.S. at least.
Just in the U.S.?
Yeah, but this is it.
Wait a minute. Just a few days ago, you said it was in the world. You said it was the greatest weekend in the world. Chris Berman got it wrong.
No, well, it was the greatest
weekend. So you bought me, you made me sell into it, and I bought into it, and now you're taking it away from me.
I'm not backpedaling from anything. I'm just saying that for...
Backpedaler!
I'm not a I am a backpedaler. But I saw the 60 Minutes piece on FC Barcelona.
Yeah.
And holy crud. I'm sorry.
It's the greatest weekend in the universe.
Okay.
The divisional round, two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. You've got the number one seeds from both divisions, the number two seeds from both divisions joining the fray.
Everyone's
huge
in
games.
The party.
Three out of the four games are rematches from the regular season.
Which
doesn't mean a lot. Love it. I love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
We should chomp it in.
Here All we right. go. Love it.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. Jeffrey, this show means that we are 9 shows away from 500.
Hee-haw! 9 away from 500, and we will bring that to you.
I'm telling you now, I'm giving you fair warning, and I guess since everybody else is listening, I'm giving them fair warning too. I may have to throw in the towel after 500. When I reach 500... I may just dab the forehead,
dab the brow,
the sweat off the forehead, drop the microphone on the ground, and just walk out. And you'll be calling after me like, Steven! And I'll be like, I'm out, dog.
Why?
We've 500. That's like a magical number. Most people don't even get to 100.
Most people don't get beyond 20. They go, wow, this is hard.
And 500, not to mention the 160 that we did for Angels.
More than that.
And the
honestly,
more than that.
We did.
And I did about 100 5-minute football fixes on my own, and
Dallas Cowboys Star
Reports. I did another 50 Dallas Cowboys Star Reports on my own. That's a lot of podcast time.
That being said, to our faithful, and you are the faithful if you were listening right now, because half y'all's bailed. Okay?
Well, once the season is over,
once people's
and the
teams are eliminated,
out,
they tend to bail, and that's fine.
Roll.
So those y'all listening now, you're the faithful. You're
or
the remnant.
Or your team's still in the playoffs.
More likely than not, you're the faithful.
Okay.
That's which means that we're talking to our people here.
Yes,
as much as
we're talking to about the 6,000 people that still listen no matter what.
Yeah, and to you guys, we say you're the best.
So
and
it
we
might
love
be
you.
Time that we just maybe stop talking about the NFL and start talking about the Premier League,
Academy Awards,
Rants and Raves,
Box Office,
Premier League,
Box Office, Rants and Raves. That's what I've been wanting. The Premier Academy
League.
Award. Nominations came out this morning.
They did come out this morning. I'm not happy with the 9 movies that were nominated for Best Picture.
They got five of them, right?
The 5 I've seen, they've got them right.
Right.
The other 4...
You haven't seen Zero Dark Thirty, have you?
No, we're going this weekend.
When? Make sure I come.
Okay.
Make sure Didi comes.
Sure. Well, let's set
Date
it up.
Date night. Come on.
I mean, it opens this weekend.
It's so already playing at the Arclight.
Okay, so it opened yesterday?
No, it's been all week at the Arclight. They moved it from just Hollywood Arclight more wider release.
Let's go do it. Let's do it. I guess can we hire your daughter to watch our children?
You could always hire my daughter. My daughter could be bought for a song, my friend, as
really?
You well know. Yeah.
Can I just go to her?
No.
And say, what's her favorite song?
No.
I'll sing to her. I'll be
yeah,
like,
I'll be some Justin Timberlake song.
I'll sing that
Justin
song
Timberlake.
From
That's
Twilight.
How bad I am.
Because she will love that. She'll start melting. She'll be like, what do you need, Uncle? And I'll be like, will you watch the girls? I'm sure she'll do it.
I messed up Justin Bieber and Justin Timberlake.
You
That's
just
I did a generational.
You said Justin.
I said Timberlake.
Okay.
And I meant to say Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
which is new acoustic album is coming out soon.
I mean, I don't want to start any rumors. We don't start rumors on the show, but apparently now he's, you know, into drugs and he's gone. He's gone rogue.
He had hanging from his fingers something resembling a cigarette or a marijuana joint.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I don't want to say that the boy's gone rogue, but you know, he got dumped by Selena Gomez and he went to the bottle.
Selena Gomez.
She is a beautiful young lady.
She is a beautiful young lady with a beautiful voice. But I don't, her spirit doesn't resonate with mine.
She's got a, well, it's because of the character she plays. The character she plays normally
personify
attitude.
I hate her show.
You hate her shows?
Yeah, because Kara was fortunately at the tween age.
Where she was Wizards of Waverly Place girl.
Yeah, so I had to watch a little bit.
The personification was that she had an attitude.
But usually you can see past that into somebody's soul a little bit.
And I don't know if I've seen into her soul.
Well, this is all
from what I know, she's a nice young kid. She dumps the guy and Justin goes crazy.
My snub of the year was Moonrise Kingdom. I've not heard or know anything about that. It was an indie, but it had Bruce Willis in it, and it was terrific.
Well, what I'm finding out is that apparently I've got to go see him more. Which is a foreign film that's getting a lot of praise.
It's French, and I remember I had a chance to see it early in the year, and I passed.
And I think, what is the other one? The Master is the one that got a lot of nominations.
Master is enough for Best Picture.
I'm only responsible
for things that are nominated for Best Picture, because I have seen every movie nominated for Best Picture since I've been born.
Really?
Yeah. And that's
since you were born.
And that's why I'm really into this. That's why I think we should do box office.
Okay, so for Best Picture, here are the nine.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Amour, which we just talked about.
Argo.
Beasts of the Southern Wild.
I know of, but I have not. I don't know even what it's about.
Django Unchained.
Django was out of control.
And
great.
The D is silent. Just remember that. Spelled DJ.
Django.
Yes, just make sure that you put the D
I've
in.
Seen
if,
the movie.
If you're looking
Jamie
for,
Fox
I'm
says,
telling
oh,
to the people.
To find it.
If you're
it's
looking
DJ.
For it, it's like if you start putting
if you,
in J.
If you Google J A N G O, it'll say, "Did you mean Django Unchained?
Did you mean Django? Les Miserables, Lincoln, Life of Pi." Silver Linings Playbook and Zero Dark Thirty. Those are your nine.
I think it's a good slate of films.
Best pictures.
I don't know nothing about
Amour and Beasts of Southern Wild.
Amour is supposed to be great. Amour, think of it as the artist for this year. You know, it's just a movie that nobody saw, but everybody liked.
Seen Argo, seen Les Mis, seen Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Life of Pi.
You've seen Life of Pi?
Yes.
Okay.
It will win all of the visual stuff.
Sure.
It's going to win all of those.
Am I going to have any trouble staying awake?
No, it's a great story.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Think of Castaway on drugs.
Okay.
Did you enjoy Castaway?
Because it was funny
and
emotional.
This is more emotional.
But not in the psychedelic realm.
It's not psychedelic.
Okay.
It's just
I never read the book to my kids because it
visually
didn't come out.
Stunning. Look, man, the dude survived out in open waters with a tiger trying to eat him.
I understand.
Okay? That's all you need to know.
A Bengali. And how those Bengals do.
Man, they did not do good last week. So all I need to know is about Beasts of Southern Wild and Amour.
All right. So you're in great shape.
We'll figure that one out.
You're in great shape. I just hats off to the Academy. Good slate of movies. I don't like that there's nine. I wish they would stick with five.
Yes.
But if you're going to have to do it, I like that they're not locked in at 10. Thank God.
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix was nominated for Best Actor in The Master. Is why I want to see.
Joaquin Matilda.
The Master had Best Supporting, Best Actor, Best. There's a person from Best Supporting Actress.
Who's the actor?
As well. Joaquin Phoenix.
Ah. Waltzy Matilda. I get it.
Yeah. And Philip Seymour Hoffman,
he's
in The Master, was Best Supporting
Actor.
How
is he always a nominee every freaking year because he's not good an actor?
Because he disappears in the movie. You're like, wait a minute,
that was Philip? He was playing Billy Bean? No.
He was playing the manager.
He was playing a baseball manager.
And he looked, lady, just...
You see Philip Seymour Hoffman any day, you're like, gay, straight, not sure. Okay.
Yeah.
He's a baseball manager?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
That part just disappears because he's an actor.
But I am sorry for everybody who's nominated in Best Supporting Actor. Tommy Lee Jones and Lincoln, hands down.
Oh, my gosh. Tommy Lee just, Mr. President.
He disappeared.
He was great.
Best Supporting Actress, you might as well
disappeared was Daniel Day-Lewis.
Anne Hathaway in Les Mis.
But Daniel Day-Lewis disappeared. I didn't recognize him. I kept trying to recognize him.
And he is, and that's probably now going to be the real question, who's going to win Best Actor, because you got Daniel Day-Lewis as the president, President Lincoln in Lincoln. Hugh Jackman, who was amazing in Les Mis.
Again, it was not acting as much as it was singing and acting, but which
singing
that
performance, and acting at the same time.
That performance really trumps great acting because that's you're doing two things.
But Bradley Cooper was pretty phenomenal in Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, but Bradley Cooper is just, that is a, he did a great job. Thanks, Bradley. Appreciate it. Here's
although
your nomination.
I have not seen it. Denzel Washington in Flight is supposed to be amazing.
We tried to watch Flight in Yosemite on pay-per-view.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
It wouldn't load.
It wouldn't play.
It would load.
Yeah, that
I was so mad. I'm like, when you're ready to pony up $15 to see a movie in your hotel room, it damn well better load.
And then the fact that now Joaquin Phoenix also nominated for The Master.
Matilda.
I got to go see The Master now because three people in The Master nominated
three nominations
for acting
from that film. Steven, we're going to, so again, full disclosure to the,
we gotta
the
go.
Remnant.
This is what I got.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
I'm explaining.
Oh, yes.
Steven and I are very busy trying to put together a really exciting television proposal that we've been working on for years. And we're closer than we've ever been, but we're in contact with a lot of teams right now. And we've got, I don't know, 10 teams that were emailing and phoning constantly.
Teams.
And so if we even have to take a break, that's why I was on the phone with the Jaguars this morning, and they will lead off the news this morning, unfortunately.
Yes.
But
we're
going to keep the show short because we need to be on the phone
definitely
some more and work
no
on our proposal.
Longer than an hour. That's 60 minutes.
It can't be more than an
hour.
Well,
then let's get off the Oscars.
So let's get off the Oscars.
But Anne Hathaway? not as Catwoman.
Even bald. Even with her head cut.
As a matter of fact, I saw her like 2 days ago with the short hair.
Yeah.
And even with the short hair.
Yeah. Works.
It doesn't matter. I'm like, girl,
works.
What? You want it long? You want it short?
You
want to shave it
me,
off?
Anne.
Whatever you want. Anne Hathaway. Anyways, so here are my picks, Jeffrey. Are you ready? No, you're not ready.
No.
News.
I think we should do the news. Jacksonville,
just
pick it up.
When you thought Black Monday was over,
it's Black Thursday, the 10th. By the way, in case people don't know why I did the year normal, I decided that 2012 would end the saying the year strangely.
Good.
And for those who follow us on Facebook, they got a chance to see the torn dollar bills.
Yeah, they found that quite amusing.
Yes.
So, I may have
get your hands off my monies.
So you've got $3. It looks like you've got like $6, but you only have three.
I don't have $3 to play with. Although I could have stolen from your daughter. Because when I went by your house the other night, I went by your house the other night, she had by the pool $3 laying out by the pool.
Yes, she has really gotten into astronomy, and every night she lays down there on the deck.
Great time for the stars,
and just been looking at stars. You could see Jupiter and Saturn right now.
She should have been to Yosemite. Oh my gosh, where there's zero light, light.
Yeah.
The stars were phenomenal.
Yeah, no, she's really getting into it, and she breaks out a telescope, and she...
Why the dollars? Is she making wagers with the gods?
I bet her that she would enjoy John Carter. The movie John Carter.
And she did or didn't?
She didn't. I gave her $3.
She didn't enjoy John Carter.
She didn't.
The movie we were supposed to pimp at the Super Bowl last year. Till Disney
I thought she
decided
would.
To
look,
actually throw
I had
money
heard
at a
so
real
much
budget.
Bad stuff about it that I was like, all right, I'm going to watch it. And I enjoyed it. I think it's okay. If you're a science fiction guy or gal, it's okay. It's not the best movie in the world.
Didn't get nominated as far as I know.
Didn't get anything as far as you know. But John, it was fun. It was a fun movie. If you like science fiction, and I thought that they would like it, but she didn't, and she won $3, and that's why they were out there.
Got it.
Getting wet in the rain. Why is it raining? That's what I want to know.
Steven, we live in L.A., and it's the rainy time of year.
All right, well, let's get back to Black Thursday.
New general manager Dave Caldwell and owner Shad Khan will discuss in the next few moments, 4 p.m. news conference today, why they decided to fire Mike Mularkey after one season as a head coach and a whole ton of injuries there in Jacksonville.
Well, David Caldwell released a statement saying, "I informed Mike today that he will not return as head coach of the Jaguars. I know Mike well and do not want anyone to misinterpret the rationale behind my decision. Mike is an excellent coach, and I am sure he will succeed as his next stop in the NFL. However, I must do what I believe is best for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and immediately it's to explore every avenue possible to turn our football team around. Thank you, David.
8 games by 16 or more points this season.
Yeah, they were not a good football team.
Yeah, there's teams with losing records in. Wow, they battled. They were in every game.
Yeah.
This is not one of those teams. No. So, for the Jacksonville Jaguars, we wish them nothing but the best. MJD, we need to get him settled and in camp.
We may need to start a free MJD campaign.
How about just get him to sign on with the club and buy into whatever this new head coach is going to do and give him one last chance.
Give him a long-term contract.
Give him one more chance. They got Justin Smith there.
Shad Khan has said he will play his existing contract and be done with it. So they don't want to give him. They don't want to play him. They don't want to give him.
When they lost Laurent Robinson and they didn't have MJD, it was
awful.
It was a tough season. And we like us, the Jaguars. We wish them to stay there in Jacksonville forever. Not because they're so bad, but we love our military friends in the Navy there.
Yes, we do.
Who enjoy them, their Jaguars games. And I think that Khan's got the team going in the right direction. That's just me.
Well, so, I don't know. I don't know if I should agree with that or disagree with that.
You can disagree with the firing of the head coach.
No.
What Khan's doing with the team is trying to make them a viable, financially viable product.
Okay.
We've got this breaking news coming out this morning that Junior Seau had indeed had severe brain injuries, and that is likely a huge part of what happened in his suicide. He did indeed suffer from CTE. I'm not even going to butcher it by trying to say the encephalitis that it is. But anyways, his wife did an interview this morning on ABC News, and it's tragic that it takes things like this to get people to realize that we have a serious problem in the NFL. ESPN, to their credit, has been running extensive pieces called Football at a Crossroads right now, where they're talking about multiple concussive incidences and what that can do to the human brain. And so Seau's ex-wife, Gina, and their eldest son, Tyler, who's now 23, did an interview with ABC News, and we're told last week that he had tested for chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which I said I wasn't going to say it, but I just said it.
What if we developed a helmet that the padding inside the helmet is molded to the individual's skull?
I believe individual helmets would probably help.
And then surrounding that original molding
airbags
is the air padding, and then the cushion, and then you got a helmet.
You'd have to have like 6 of them for a game. I mean, because once it deploys, you can't, you know, like if you have some, are you talking about like airbags?
No. I'm talking about, no. There, right now, there's one layer inside of the shell.
Right.
There's the shell, the protective shell, and then there's a layer of cushions in there.
Some sort of padding, rubberized padding, foam padding inside.
That's it.
Right.
So what I'm saying is you still have the shell on the outside. You still have that padding.
Mm-hmm.
Before that padding, there is a thin layer of air cushioning.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is an actual cushion that has been molded to the individual player. So when the hit comes, the head doesn't jiggle in there because it has been, it's molded
to the
helmet.
The problem is, Stephen, that the brain jiggling inside the skull is what's doing the damage.
Right.
So you're still going to get that concussive effect.
But I just think that if there is more cushioning,
I don't disagree.
The level of the jarring inside the head doesn't happen as much. But I may be wrong.
It could be lessened. And I know that we need to do, and the NFLPA and the NFL need to work together and spend any amount of money, to make sure that things like this don't continue, because there's a lot of players out there who are not as famous as Junior Seau, who are living under a bridge somewhere.
Yeah,
and it's just, it's sad.
Have you ever been concussed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been concussed. I know I've taken a pretty brutal hit playing football.
I've had 3 concussions I'm aware of.
I'm not sure if I was young, and it was back in the day where nobody really knew anything about concussions. So I don't know if I got concussed, but I do know that if you repeatedly take those types of shots, it's got to affect you long term. It's just got to.
Yeah. No, mine were never closer than a couple years apart.
Yeah.
which is fine. And again, it's the severity, and then it's the repetition of them. So we've got a player right now who had three within a month or something like that. And it's like, you got to just shut it down for like a year and give your brain a chance to heal. And brains can heal.
Yes.
They're very resilient. But when you continually expose yourself to this kind of stuff, it's not going
to
work.
Is that why
well.
Zombies want to eat the brains?
Brains.
I tell you what, I need to find a new place to put the Xbox because they're constantly. Because you walk, even you walked in. Oh my God, Plants and Zombies on the
Plants
big screen.
Plants v. Zombies, I played it. I won the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I won the game.
Yeah.
Because Elena was, I was like, fine. And I literally, one night from like 8 p.m. until 2 in the morning, I played.
Okay, Eagles set up to interview Notre Dame's Brian Kelly. Most people think it's a ploy for Brian Kelly to get more money still from Notre Dame.
Yeah, really? The dude that just got his butt whooped on national television?
He scored a touchdown eventually.
Two, actually. They wound up scoring two.
Yeah, and just being facetious because it was so painful.
Yes.
That was the worst college football game I've maybe ever seen. That was
horrible. If we had any power, if the NCAA had any power, you know what they would do? They would call Oregon and they would call Alabama and they say, get your football teams ready to play next weekend. We go to ESPN, say, give us $50 million. We'll give you Alabama, Oregon next weekend. You wear it. Do whatever you want with it, but we need $50 million. You go to Alabama, say, we'll give you 20. You go to Oregon, you say, we'll give you 20. And then you take the other 10.
Be there in a heartbeat.
Boom, and let's do it. Let's play it right now.
Be there in a heartbeat.
You don't think ESPN will pay $50 million to show that game?
Yeah, they probably would because they make up more than that in advertising.
Exactly.
So here, Chargers president Dean Spanos didn't hesitate to reach outside the organization. He hired Tom Telesco from the Indianapolis Colts to replace A.J. Smith, which begs the question of will Bruce Arians be following him to San Diego, Stephen?
I don't know. What I do know about Bruce is that he said he's going to take a few
days. Now, he's got an ear infection that's got him in the hospital.
He just got out of the hospital.
What is it about being an Indianapolis head coach that winds you in the hospital?
I don't know.
Jeez. How many coaches go to the hospital? They visit players. They don't go in because they're sick or because they've got leukemia.
He said he was going to take a few days to kind of chill and relax, be with his family.
Well, they're not. Teams are flying out to Indy.
Well,
because he is the guy that he's everyone's number one choice.
Yeah.
Everyone's number two choice tends to be Lovie Smith these days.
Lovie. Didn't Lovie interview in Philly? That's what I heard.
Absolutely. Yes. So we've got – that's what's going on in the coaching carousel. Anything else? Oh, my gosh. Robert Griffin. Steven.
Yeah.
NFLPA is asking FedEx Field
for a long time. I didn't say it, and I said it. He said, "Say my name," and I did it, and I was on the dude's bandwagon. But you got to know when it's time to sit down. And my only question is, Jeff, if he comes out in the first quarter. After he threw that second touchdown, made it 14-0. If he comes out, does he damage it this much?
Probably not.
That's my point.
But most of that was, I would say, field conditions.
Well, yeah, the field was bad.
And that's one of the things that Shanny should have taken into account when leaving your player out there on the pitch, if you will, is that it's torn up and it's a mess between the hash marks, which is where Robert lives. It was unrecognizable that was a football field.
I had originally heard that he would be out all season, but Dr. James Andrews said yesterday he should be ready for the beginning of the season.
No, the question is how close to week one he will be
ready.
And look, terrible, terrible injury. But this is his second ACL tear, Stephen.
Yeah.
For a young man, this is why I did not disagree with the Indianapolis Colts taking Andrew Luck over Robert Griffin. Did I think Robert Griffin is a better athlete? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But the fact is, Andrew Luck is so unlikely to find himself suffering injuries like this because he's more of a pocket passer.
Yeah.
He does run. He's not afraid to run. But he's not. That's not part of his game plan. Running is just an emergency situation. It's only a la Aaron Rodgers, where he's really adept at it, but he doesn't do it unless he has to. And we're going to see this with more and more mobile quarterbacks coming into the league, Russell Wilson, and now we're going to have more coming out in this year's draft. Coaches and general managers really need to think long and hard about how much money you're willing to put out with these guys, and you better have a damn good viable backup quarterback in there, because you're not going to get him for 16 games. You
I thought
can't.
The Redskins did have a viable backup, but you know.
Yeah, they chose not to play him. So what are you going to do? Yeah, so that's it on the big news. We need to get to the big games because we've got four, and it's a humdinger. And this
the only reason talk about Rob Ryan getting fired as DC in Dallas.
Defensive coordinator Rob Ryan is now out in Dallas. Jerry Jones says, I didn't like the way he was coaching him before everybody got hurt.
That okay. is true. He did say that.
But, Stephen, the reason I wanted to say that this isn't the biggest weekend in the world is because of that FC Barcelona piece. And I want to say this. Each week for their games, the average viewership is over 400 million people globally.
Okay.
You're talking numbers that are starting to approach. The Super Bowl gets like a billion people tuning in to watch.
Right.
This is week to week over a 50-game season. You've got billions of people watching over a season.
But when they play their championship game, do a billion people watch?
It don't matter, dude. I'm talking regular season. Nothing airs regular season that gets numbers like this. Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. And Maradona and my boy Cesc Fabregas coming off the bench. It was a fun piece. You've got the app, he doesn't know it. Yeah. We never talked, okay. but right. he was an Arsenal guy, and I like him. If you get the 60 Minutes app, is great and worth getting. Probably can't get it outside the United States, but in the United States you can, and it's free, and you get full episodes of 60 Minutes. And I'm going to do another commercial for them. They've got a new thing called 60 Minute Sports starting on the CBS Sports Network.
Okay. Before we get to the games, only because we haven't done this in such a long time, Jeffrey, we have to – wait a minute. Do I not have it?
No,
that's
the – I am the smartest what? Man alive!
That was for the last 3 weeks. What? What?
Just a good old boy.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one, too. Never meaning no harm, especially not in this case.
It beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Wouldn't you know it? It wasn't 3 o'clock in the morning. It was 8:26 a.m. Eastern Time when police were called because there was an altercation between Chris Rainey, Pittsburgh Steelers running back, and his girlfriend that turned physical and violent.
This isn't the one I was thinking. So when I said this was good, I meant good, not bad.
Oh, what were
this
you
is,
talking
This is bad. Yeah, domestic this is violence bad. Is bad.
Yeah.
I got a goofy one.
Okay, well, let's get to the, we'll All get right. to the goofy one in a minute. Witnesses told officers that Rainey and his girlfriend, who is now being known as the victim, got into an argument over a cell phone.
Well, sure.
It's
like, did you call that guy? No. Let me see your phone.
Yeah.
No.
The other way around. Did you call that girl?
Fine. It's the same diff, and it's going to escalate and get ugly.
But the thing is, just don't.
This is breaking news, dude. This just happened an hour ago.
Don't hit the women, Jeff.
Men, it's never okay to hit a woman.
It's not.
Even if she's been pushing you. If she's been pushing you, get the hell out of there.
Leave.
Get the hell out of there.
Yes.
And
yes.
let her chase your car and throw crap at it, okay?
Yes.
Just take the high road and get out of there. And ladies, this is to you. Don't ever push a guy. If you push a guy and push a guy and push a guy, expect to get hit. That don't make it okay. It don't in any way make it okay. But what do you think a guy's going to do when he's been pushed and pushed and pushed? Yeah. Stop it. Domestic violence ain't okay, period.
Rainey is still in custody, Jeffrey, according to the report. He admitted to the altercation, but so far he denies hitting her. So that's the situation there. We just can't ever go like a month with no incidents.
I think this has been one of the quietest seasons we've had for off-field incidences.
We haven't been reporting every day.
I feel like
we've let a lot slip through the cracks.
Not on purpose. I haven't.
Not on purpose. Okay. Well, we've let a lot go because we've been doing our thing, man. We've been working. We've been doing our thing, and we haven't really done a lot of the good old boys. That's why I wanted to do it today, but especially since this just happened. What was your goofy one?
Okay, mine. I can't. So here's the deal. It's I'm trying to find on Google News. It's came about. Too bad.
This is great radio.
Shut up. It is, actually, because it's me.
Rolando McClain, give me the false name.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so yeah. Rolando McClain was
linebacker for the Oakland
Raiders.
Was
given a speeding ticket.
Yes,
and he was told, as you all know, this is the policy when you get a speeding ticket for young people who are fortunate enough to have never received one. The officer gives you a ticket, and what's his speech, Stephen? You have received enough?
I don't know.
I have received enough. Okay. Did I know the speech? The speech says, please sign here. By signing this, you're just acknowledging receipt of this ticket. It is in no way an admission of your guilt.
Okay.
That is the, unfortunately, known speech that I have far too well. He took the ticket, and he wrote, F y'all, for the signature. The cop said, I'm going to need you to sign your real name. And he said, that is my real name. And the policeman didn't have a really good sense of humor and arrested him. Thank you. The tinting on his windows was far too dark, and Rolando McClain proceeded to provide a note to the police officer explaining that he had photosensitivity eye issues, so he needed the super dark limousine tinting that is illegal, at least in California. And the cop said, dude, that ain't a prescription for this stuff. Just a note from your doctor is not sufficient. And, so he was arrested and obviously released immediately.
Brother got out on $1,000 bond for a window tint violation.
Yeah, which is a fix-it ticket.
Yeah, it's a fix-it ticket.
That's all it is. Which is ain't nothing.
It's like $15, dude.
Maybe. You sign, or you go say, get it fixed, and then you show them it fixed, and they erase it.
Right.
F y'all.
All right. Now, this is the same guy who last year got arrested on gun charges. They were later dropped, but he had, like, I don't know, he had, like, an arsenal in his
trunk. I believe this is de-escalation, if you ask me.
Anyway, okay, you're right. That one is funny. It is the one I have.
That's a cute one. Domestic violence isn't cute at all. F y'all.
Okay.
Decatur, Alabama police had no other choice but to arrest Raiders middle linebacker.
Yeah. And like I said earlier in the month, on January 4th, safety for the Cincinnati Bengals, Robert Sands, was arrested on assault and domestic violence charge. But
stop it.
That one, so.
Stop
just
it.
Stop. You know what? Just. Okay.
All right. Let's get on to the game.
Games divisional round.
El juego grande es estupendo de la semana.
Grandes, like all of
them? Yes, all of them.
Well, we'll start Saturday morning, January 12th, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, so it's not morning. Afternoon.
It's afternoon for everybody, or morning if you're early enough somewhere in the world.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yes,
Hawaii.
This will be on CBS television here in the United States.
That is correct.
Sports Authority Field at Mile High, and the here's the thing you need to know.
It's an altitude.
It's the NFL weatherman here. Jeff Ellis, your NFL weatherman.
Yes, thank
cold.
You.
Cold. Damn cold. About 20 degrees.
Okay, it's going to be
high
cold.
Of 20 degrees at kickoff.
Well, I think what you should know is that these two teams played just a few weeks ago, week 15, in Baltimore, and the Denver Broncos whooped up on them 34-17.
Yeah.
You should also know that over the last 9 games, Peyton Manning is 9-0.
He enjoys playing the Baltimore
against
Ravens.
Against the Baltimore Ravens. He knows how to throw the ball against that secondary. They don't get to him as much because he generally gets rid of the ball quicker when he plays Baltimore. I like the Denver Broncos in this.
I like the Denver Broncos too, Steve. And there's no two ways around this. If Baltimore were to win, Atlanta were to win, we'd go into the Final Four with my Super Bowl still being intact, which would be really nice for me.
Yes.
It'd make my August prediction
make
me look really smart.
That's why you should take Baltimore.
But the fact of the matter is, no part of me foresaw a healthy Peyton Manning at this point in the season and Baltimore having to go there to win a playoff game, Steven.
And what, the Broncos coming in with an 11-game winning streak?
Yeah, that certainly, well, as you've pointed out earlier, the season streaks end.
Yes, they do. But
this is not one that's set to end anytime
soon. I don't think
so. There's so many streaks here. There's Peyton Manning against the Ravens.
Yes.
There's the Broncos' undefeated streak. And all those things will remain. The only advantage that Denver, the only advantage that Baltimore has is that they played this last weekend. That gets you, gets the blood flowing a little bit, gets you in playoff mode already, which Peyton hasn't been there. He hasn't been pressed in a while to a must-win. He hasn't found himself in a must-win situation since his absence from the league, Steven.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what turned the season around. The Denver Broncos were 2-3, okay, going into week 6, Monday Night Football against the San Diego Chargers. At halftime, they were losing 14-0. I'm sorry, 21-0. If I let me verify that, I want to make
verify
sure
that please. I'm right. Verification, right. Specialization.
At halftime, even worse, Jeffrey, it was 24-0. They were getting beat down, spanked up.
Spankalicious.
24-0.
I just made up spankalicious.
You did.
And I'm going to own it.
24-0. Peyton Manning said, if we do not win this game, we fall to 2-4, we're going to be in trouble. They turned it around. They came back to win that game in spectacular fashion, 35-24, haven't lost since. This is why. Peyton Manning clicked at the end of that game, and he has been clicking ever since.
Okay, but I don't believe that it is some level that he reached that he hasn't deteriorated from, or that he hasn't diminished from. Or regress from. It's a level that he's attained where he's learned what he's capable of. And here's the real reason I'm taking the Denver Broncos. He will not lose. That sounds silly. It sounds like some sort of retarded argument that the reason he'll win is because he won't lose. No, he literally will find a way to win. That is the genius of Peyton Manning. My daughters, I'll briefly bring in my kids, daughter soccer team, does not know how to win.
They don't know how to run, but that's a different point.
They don't know how to run, and they're lazy. Not all the girls. There's 5 of them, my daughter being included, that are out there pouring their hearts out every game.
Right.
But I'm sorry, there's 11 girls on the pitch,
yeah,
and all 11 must be pulling in
it's
the same direction.
Here in the United States.
It's actually not now in the younger kids. They're starting to call it a pitch because that's what it's called. All right, can. You're old. That's fine. Yeah. You don't have kids playing at the high school level.
No.
But you've got to – when you are a winner – you win regardless. And everything's going wrong. You still find a way to win. And that's what Peyton, the genius of Peyton Manning 2.0, is that I will figure out a way to get this done.
Well, I think going back to that San Diego game in that second half, he got his wide receivers to start believing in him, saying, look, if you're where I need you to be, I'm going to get you the football. I'm going to put you in positions to make the plays that you need to make.
You know,
and they've bought into it ever since. And literally, Jeffrey, since that game, they've only scored under 30 points twice. Only twice. So in this 11-game run, only 2 times have they scored under 30. They scored 26 against Oakland, and they scored 17 the first time they played Kansas City. They beat them 17-9. Every other game, they scored 31 points or more. Baltimore Ravens don't even know what 31 points are.
Okay. Now, Baltimore has scored over 30 points in a game this season a couple times. That being
That was early. That was way early in the season.
They were actually putting up massive points early in the season. But, Steven, it's time for Guess the Wager Line. I played this last night with Didi because I've been disappointed.
The wager line or the line?
The line. What's the diff?
You said the wager. Well, a wager line is how much you would wager
for them to win the game.
The line.
What are you talking about, like the minus 110 kind of thing? No. Yes. The line. I'm sorry. The line. I'm not a gambling addict.
Well,
I want to be. I'm working on it.
Just know the lingo. You say, guess the wager line. And I'm like, well.
I did not. Okay, so Didi, I've been hurt, Steven. I've been hurt that you won't play this game with me, that has never crossed your mind once to play this game with me, that I'm always playing it with you.
Yes.
So I had the wife last night. It was 11:30.
Play the game with you?
Yes.
Was she close?
No. She.
Oh, she.
You don't understand that I want to play the game.
Oh, you want to play the game.
I want to.
Well, you know
you
the
don't
line.
Understand.
You normally do the cheat, and you have the lines in the sheet, so you know them. I can't play the game
with
you.
This is all my sadness. Then do it.
Okay.
I want to play all the right, game.
Then, then next week, don't look at lines.
I don't come look to at the lines. Show, I, last night went to I bed. Will, I made all my picks last yes, night. Uh-huh. Went to bed. Pulled up covers.com.
All right.
And I
you want to play guess
and
the line.
I had on the tablet.
What's the line for this game?
No.
You know
I,
it already.
I know it already. So Didi looked at my iPad.
Yes.
And told me the games, and I gave her the line, and I did all right.
Yes.
But I just want to play sometime. I just right. want to play. All right. All right, so
I will let you play next week. Don't look at the line.
Guess the line,
don't
Steven.
Play with Didi the night before.
Baltimore at Denver. The line is?
Denver favored by 4.5.
You're not even close. Okay. I was close. 9.5.
What?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
That is, look, it's 9.5 at Las Vegas Hilton, 9 at the Mirage, that's the lowest.
Yeah.
9.5 at Caesars, 10.5 at Orleans.
What did you put it at?
I said 7.5. I knew it was more than a touchdown, so I put it 7.5. And so I felt like I was right in that sense, yeah. But yeah.
So that
Steven, if
that makes me nervous a little, disrespecting the Baltimore Ravens like that.
Baltimore Ravens are being disrespected, but my next question to you is how many points will Baltimore score? This is a good Denver defense.
24. Okay. Which isn't going to be enough to win
the
game.
I'll settle on 21. 20, I'll go with 24. Right. I like 24 points 24. In this game. Now, Baltimore is going to score how many?
35?
24. 35. No, Denver is going to score what? 35?
Denver will be about 34. Yeah, 31, 34.
Well, that puts it right at 10,
yeah.
You know, which is where I think where the line should be is at 10. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's 9.5, and the over-under is 46. I'm encouraging people to take the over here.
Yes.
But it's going to be one heck of a game. Denver may have trouble. Denver may start slowly.
Yeah.
Because they haven't played in a few weeks.
I don't know. They're at home.
But it's going to be, Stephen, butt cold. I mean, I cannot tell you.
I don't know Peyton what Manning- butt cold it feels like. I mean, I know what cold feels like, but just so you know, at home, they are scoring all kinds of points at will. 34, 36, 31, 34, 26, 35. It just at home they're just beasts.
Okay.
They're beasts.
So for our friends in the UK, we're talking -7 at kickoff. For the United States, 20 degrees. -7.
I could do 20 degrees.
20 degrees is that point where it starts. You start going, gee whiz. I was in 20 degrees last week.
Yeah.
It's the kind of crispness that
thermal
you feel
socks.
In your lungs. Wisconsin socks, silk long johns, jeans,
long johns,
and three layers, jeans. A T-shirt, a long sleeve shirt, and then a sweater.
And then a jacket?
No. Oh, when it's 20, I probably bailed on the sweater and went for the snow jacket.
No, I go sweater and then a jacket.
Well, because I always have
the
hat.
I'm always the layer guy because you can peel off layers.
Yeah, you can.
You can't put more layers on if you don't got them.
Well, you're going to need a lot of layers here, and it's going to be cold and sunny. No chance of inclement weather.
Well, I'm glad we're not going to the game then.
Yeah, it's just too cold for us.
So are we watching the game? What did you get any emails?
I didn't get one email.
Okay, so nobody in Southern California wants to hang out.
I think Sharon would like to, but she's afraid or something.
Don't be afraid, Sharon. What? We're not going to bite you.
But we will come to your house and eat your food.
Bite you.
We'll come to your house and eat all your food.
Really? We'd be like the dwarves when they come to the Hobbit's house and they eat all his food. Oh, you haven't seen The Hobbit yet.
I haven't seen The Hobbit.
Come on,
dude. Did he get nominated for
all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff unrelated to the enjoying the film.
I suspect that like Lord of the Rings.
They're going to wait till the third.
They're going to wait till the third one.
This is not best picture material.
The Hobbit looks pretty good.
It looks pretty good. Okay, as I predicted, a phone call from Ohio. Stand by. All right, we're back. I want to thank the Cleveland Browns for returning phone calls of some good people there in Cleveland.
There you go. So that's good. Good stuff. Good. I'm excited.
Who are the Browns playing this weekend?
Dude, why'd you do that?
After all that nice time.
All right, so we're back we got about 15, 20 minutes here.
Yeah,
we do.
So we'll move on. I'm taking Denver.
After all that, and Baltimore. They're
going to
be my playoff team, my Super Bowl team.
I think both my Super Bowl teams may get knocked out this weekend, just to be honest.
Well, there you go. We both have the Denver Broncos. We'll move on to the late game on Saturday, 8 p.m. on Fox.
The Green Bay Packers head to the beauty of the city by the bay.
San Francisco 49ers, a rematch of week one, except this time it's at Candlestick Park.
You know what? I don't take anything from the week one rematch because, nothing. A, it was so long ago.
Yes, 30-22 was the outcome then.
And B, there's a new quarterback.
Yes. Back in that game, there was this guy quarterbacking the San Francisco 49ers, and his name was Alex Smith.
Does anyone remember him? Anyone?
By the way, anyone? He only threw two touchdown passes in that game. He only had a quarterback rating of 125.6 in
Sounds
that
like
game.
Sounds like an average day at work, Dallas, for me. What happens? You get fired.
But he got fired, so you're right. New quarterback.
Doesn't that sound like a typical day at work for Alex? Nothing sexy. Yeah. Not four touchdowns. Yeah, no, just two.
125.6.
How many picks?
No picks.
None. Typical Alex Smith day. Yeah. Hmm. Gosh. And how many yards did Vernon Davis get? I got to know. Targets for Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis had three catches for 43 yards and a touchdown.
That's his total under Colin Kaepernick. This is a very different team, Steven. Very different team.
Yeah, and you know, and quite frankly, the Green Bay Packers are a different team, too. Defense, they got some players back. They're trying to get their running game going again, which they've had a little bit of success.
Yeah.
With what's the dude there?
Frank Gore?
No. Oh, I'm talking about Green Bay.
Oh, Green Bay bringing back Ryan Grant.
Ryan. Well, yeah, they've got Ryan Grant, but
that was the dude.
The dude coming out of the backfield. What's his name? DeJuan Harris. DeJuan. What's his name?
The D silent.
No.
Oh, that's he's Django. Not Django. That's Django. Sorry.
Because if the D was silent, it would be just be Juan.
Juan, which would be easier to say.
Dude, it's DeJuan.
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 Like DeJealous.
Yeah. DeJuan Harris, who's been, you know, all of a sudden come out of nowhere, catching balls out of the backfield. Last week, he rushed for 47 yards and then had another 53 yards on five catches. So
it will be 5 p.m. here when this game kicks off in California.
What are we doing Saturday? We're going to watch these games together.
I would love to watch the games together. I have no issue with that, especially since we're not going to be in San Francisco. And I think we made a strategic good decision,
I
Steven.
Think we made a strategic good
for
decision,
For health,
too.
For money,
yes,
and
yes.
for sanity, and for yes. family. I think all those
Speaking
reasons.
Of, did you give me the go-ahead for draft, NFL draft? Right. You said yes, but then you hemmed and hawed as you got in the
because
car.
Because I'm
so.
Freaked about my personal finances yes. still. I yes. can't separate them entirely.
I see.
But they are entirely yeah. separate. But I haven't billed either since October.
Which you should, because we got November and December and now half of January, and we could use those.
I don't
those.
Bill half months. I only bill full months.
Well, then November and December.
And that should be enough to pay for our plane tickets to New York.
To New York,
not
yes.
for the hotel.
No.
I hate. Can we stay in New Jersey or something? Can we stay
Nacho!
At your house? Nacho!
Call Nacho!
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 Have you moved? I think so.
He said, Nacho, give us a call, man.
Dude, if we could stay with you and Paloma, first of all, I'll sleep on the floor, okay?
Yes. Jeff gets the floor. I get the couch.
I will sleep on the floor, and Paloma only has to make breakfast one morning. That's
she,
all.
She doesn't have to make breakfast. We could provide our own breakfast.
All right, I'll go out to a cart. We'll go to Dunkin' Donuts or something.
Ooh, can we get the dude with like the midnight kebab with the meat?
Yeah.
With the
yeah,
oh yeah. yeah. I love New York. I really love New York.
I love New York too.
And London. I just like to visit like for like the five,
right,
6 days
right,
that we're there,
right.
and we get to come back home. No, but while we're there, it's like, oh, it's
but if we
like
do TV it. Twice and we don't yes. have to pay for a hotel, then it's only going to cost us a few $100.
As opposed to, you know, what it's been costing
us. A grand or yes. two or three.
Are you going to make me walk everywhere like you did
Absolutely.
Last time?
Absolutely. That's all I do. Walk. Okay.
I think finally the last day I was like, I am not taking my suitcases to the Radio City
Remember
Music Hall.
Remember a walk from the Empire State Building?
Oh,
uphill.
My God.
Uphill.
Yeah, it's like, that's just right around the corner, Steven.
It's uphill. We took a cab.
We finally
okay.
took a cab.
So it's will be Saturday night, 5 p.m. here in California, where the 49ers kick off Candlestick Park. The temperature should
the
be about
only
the temperature should be about 45 degrees, partly cloudy skies.
Only road team to win this weekend. I got the Green Bay Packers.
I got the Green Bay Packers as well. Steven,
what?
Give me the line
what?
On this game.
What?
Give me the line.
Niners -3.
Niners -3. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Yeah, they, I mean, it's
and that's universal,
cause
it's by
a,
the way.
Because neutral field, it's a toss. Who are you going to?
I had Niners last night with D-Dad, Niners by two, and it was three. So I was close. Yeah. But I really did think that they would give Green Bay a point and not say that this is a pick.
No,
neutral field.
Neutral field, it's a pick.
I don't
Green
think
Bay,
it's a neutral
field.
I don't think
three.
It's a neutral field pick. I think that, obviously, because I've got the Green Bay Packers going on the road and winning in Candlestick Park. The fact is,
I
Aaron Rodgers is...
I thought you were in love
is,
with Kaepernick. I thought you loved Kaepernick in the 49ers.
I love that Colin Kaepernick is from my niece's and nephew's high school.
Yeah, that's it.
Just like I love that Mark Sanchez was from my high school.
Yes.
But I'm now ashamed that he was from my high school because he's crap.
Mission Viejo High School. Rack them, pack them, sack them, and go all the way. Hey!
We are the scarlet and the gold, ever strong. Our banners fold, so we're gonna win this ball game.
Beat the Toros.
Beat El Toro. The Toros? El Toro.
Okay.
I know that literally translates the Toro, but you go the whole way, go the Bulls. Not the Toros.
What's with the Toros?
Just do the El Toro High School was our arch nemesis. And
Trisha
look,
is right now
yelling. I know. That's why I let it play.
With the iPod.
That's why I let it go, is just to irritate my sister. So, Green Bay, San Francisco, Steven. Look, the fact is you've got way too
much experience
on the Green Bay side of the field. Coaching, playing. Look, who is a better team? San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco is probably, I'm going to say it, the most complete team in this tournament.
No, no.
You like Seattle better?
No.
What? Not New England.
The most complete team in this tournament is the Denver Broncos.
Denver. I forgot. I was looking ahead.
They're the only team that got a top five offense and defense.
I wasn't looking back. What are special teams?
And pretty good special teams. Yeah,
again,
with Trenton
Holiday. I was looking
Holiday.
Forward at the rest of the games. I wasn't looking back at games
at
we already talked about.
That we just did. Okay.
Right. But yeah, no, we've got some really. This is what's interesting. Of the first three games we're going to talk about, Baltimore, Denver, Green Bay, San Francisco, Seattle, Atlanta, you have teams that are very complete in all three phases of the game. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, can those three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams, can they execute? And where is the weakness on the team that doesn't have as complete a team, in this case the Green Bay Packers? And will that vulnerability end up biting them in the butt and being the difference maker in a football game? That's what's been struggling for me with the next two picks. Denver-Baltimore was easy because the better team is at home playing a team that has really struggled of late.
Yeah.
Green Bay-San Francisco, both teams hot. Both teams playing well.
How do you think San Francisco's hot? They just got their ass whooped by Seattle. And I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air now.
I don't know.
They just got their butts whooped in Seattle 2 weeks ago. It wasn't even close. I mean, that was a whooping of the booty.
It was. And it was on the road
and
in
then
Seattle.
The next week, they kind of played footsie with Arizona, and then they finally beat them. So it's not hot. I don't think San Francisco's going into this game hot.
Okay.
That's why I'm not taking them.
Well,
I'm taking Green Bay because
they are
coming
hot. They are hot.
And San Francisco's just kind of been like, hey, we're here. And they're going to lose.
They were a couple of Williams special teams fumbles away from the Super Bowl last year. You going to tell me that these guys are just going to be, hey, we're happy to be in the party? They expect
it's not the same team from last year.
It's not.
And then when you got Smith, who's still injured, we don't know if they're going to be able to get that
pressure. Justin Smith,
not Justin
Smith. Aldon's doing fine.
Aldon is completely different when Justin's not on the field.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Steven.
That's why when people talk about them, it's the Smith brothers.
Exactly. One's white, one's black.
They're not really brothers, but you know the Smith brothers.
They complement each other in a beautiful way.
Because if Justin's not on the other side.
And Patrick Willis is a beast.
He is.
Okay.
However, if they do not get pressure on Aaron Rodgers, I suspect.
He's going to get sacked four times.
Under that. I'll put it on.
Okay, here it is.
Broken dollar. I don't have dollars.
Broken dollar.
I took my dollars in the house because I thought all the dollars were gone. So
we're not done with dollar wagers.
Okay,
people.
Well, here, just put this dollar here for me. It represents me.
It doesn't represent you when it's mine.
Well, it's. Pull one light. It's like you pulled one light.
What does that mean to pull one light?
You've never done that with a pot when you're playing poker. You pull one light.
No.
Man, I got to teach you things, man. You are so not educated sometimes when it comes to the street level stuff.
You know what I mean? In my street, a dollar is a dollar. And it's either mine or it's yours. It's not ours. It is when you're married.
I'm not saying it's ours.
We freaking married?
Dude, your street cred has gone from like one to like negative one right now, dog.
What am I wearing?
I don't know. What are you wearing?
This is my point.
Okay.
See if I give a damn about street cred. Yeah. I'm not really black, Steven. I'm not really black.
You think only black people care about street cred?
I'm not real black, though. I'm not real black, Steven. I'm that unique black that isn't real, according to that moron on ESPN.
He just got fired, by the way.
Thank God he got fired.
Parker got released for being dumb.
But not only am I not...
African-Americans aren't the only one that care about street cred.
But not only am I not real black, Steven, I'm pasty white. Okay?
You are. Dude, you need some sun.
Pasty white. This summer,
you got to do me a favor. You need to get some sun.
I tan nicely. Because of my 1/16th American Indian. I just want
you
to know, too,
and you got to get back into golf. Because I got back into golf. I'm hitting the ball extremely well right now. And we need to go play some golf.
February 5th.
We're going to hit some golf balls?
After the Super Bowl, dude. I'm not doing anything that's not related to our TV show or to Super Bowl.
We might be.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Okay. February 5th.
Put those golf clubs in the garage and cover them in dust. Okay?
Why?
Because that's how it should look. Because that's all we're focused on. It's getting this show on the air. Finally, breaking free of the bondage of we don't have real jobs and we're grown men.
Yes. Is that effect? I didn't know that was affecting you.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that was affecting you.
It wears on me.
Does it? Especially when my family's hurting financially.
Are you struggling right now?
How are you contributing, Jeff? I made dinner. Wow, I drove the girl to school.
I made my wife a very nice filet mignon. Yeah, she enjoyed it. You know what? I can make filet mignon. That was my first.
Nice and pink in the middle?
I made hers nice and pink. And she loved it.
We wrapped mine in bacon.
She loved it. I can wrap it in bacon. I learned. You can learn how to do just about anything in the world on the internet.
Internet, man. Makes us all smart in all sorts of ways. We're running out of time, Steven.
Are we?
Yes,
we are. We have been playing because we have fun. Let us have just a little fun.
Steven, we don't have time.
We've been working so hard over the last few days. Just let us have a little fun right now.
We're not done working hard. I was up at 6:45 this morning.
I know you were. You impressed me.
Because I'm working with the East Coast. You got all the West Coast clubs. I have all the East Coast clubs. I hate it. I hate my life.
I don't know how it worked out that way.
My life ends at 2 p.m., which is nice. It's like,
see? I'm working well in the six.
Yeah.
All right. So we both have the Green Bay Packers.
I really thought
you were taking San Francisco.
Well, no, because, Steven, I've got my picks perfect.
Really?
So did I last week?
Really? All right. It's the first time in a long time that you've ever gone perfect in the playoffs.
I'm running the table in the playoffs.
Really?
Steven, I started last week. I'm 4-0.
Okay, great.
What are you? 2-2.
Yes.
Not good.
It's usually the other way around. I'm just saying. So
is all, and it's just saying in my favor. So we're now saying.
So now you rub it in people. It's because I never rubbed it.
I don't have cred, but I got mean. Okay? And okay. Me can beat cred.
Let's get to Sunday's game. Sunday!
We start in Georgia.
1 p.m. Eastern time, Georgia. 10 a.m. local time here. Really?
Georgia. It's a regular NFL Sunday.
I thought it started at 9:30, though. It started at 9:30, so the late game.
That's why they moved the late game.
The late game's now
regular
to the
4:30 Eastern.
Eastern, yes.
Seattle at Atlanta.
This is the only game that makes me nervous.
For good reason. Give me the line here, bro.
Game is on Fox.
Give me the line, bro.
Atlanta's at home. Seattle's been playing good. I'm going to say neutral field is 0. So Atlanta -3.
2.5. That's how hot Seattle's been, and that's how much they don't trust the Falcons to win a playoff game at home.
Because
they haven't. Okay. When they win playoff games, they do it on the road.
But this is when they do it.
Look,
in the last four seasons.
This is the challenge game.
In the last four seasons.
This is the challenge game, bro.
In the last four seasons, Atlanta has gone to the playoffs 3 times and they've lost all three in the first round.
I don't know if this is a challenge game. I can't make up my mind.
But I got the Atlanta Falcons. I'm taking them at home. This is the year that they get over that hump. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to win in the NFC Championship game because I don't know who's going to be there yet.
Well, you should but know I if you do got know, this right.
But I do know that Atlanta's going to be there, and that's right. And if I got it right, then it will be Green Bay at Atlanta, and that's going to be
I'm
one heck of a game.
Birds.
We're going to the Dirty
I'm
Birds,
the dirty
right?
Birds. I'm taking the
NFC
birds.
Championship game because we can, oh, it was yesterday.
I'm taking the Dirty Birds.
So we're not going to the NFC Championship game.
With the deadline?
It was yesterday.
So much for that. We've never been to one. we're not starting this year.
We couldn't have gone anyways. But Seattle, Atlanta. I changed?
I got the Dirty Birds.
There will be no challenge game then. I can tell you right now, unless you're taking Houston. So we're going to
The only human on earth taking Houston is Adam Schefter.
Yeah, but we know Schefter didn't even know.
He went 4-0 last week.
Did he?
He didn't know there's a game played in London, so yeah. What?
And he doesn't know sometimes which teams are playing.
Yeah, he's an NFL insider.
Yeah, people tell him, just make your picks because you need to put him in here.
He went 4-0 last week.
Yeah.
And by the way, if I took Houston, I'd be identical with him this week. But, you know, the other people who went 4-0, Chris Johnson, he's got the Dirty Birds, and the Patriots. And the Packers and the Broncos. He's got it right. I'm just looking. Chris Carter, Broncos, 49ers, Seahawks, Patriots. There's going to be a lot of upsets here in the picks department.
Yeah, I've got the Atlanta Falcons. I'm very comfortable with them
finding a way to get their win this week. When we were at the NFL draft 2 years ago,
yes.
And they moved up to take Mark Ingram.
Julio Jones.
That's what I meant to say. When they moved up to take Julio Jones in the draft, a little light bulb went off for me like an epiphany, and I said, this is a team that is certain that it can win now.
Yes.
Tony Gonzalez is at the end of a Hall of Fame career. But I went to my injury reports, and I looked at Abraham and some of these older guys, and they've got to. This is their last swan song, Steven. And Mike Smith is such an amazing coach. Yes, I think he's a better coach than Pete Carroll. I think Pete Carroll's a better motivator, but that doesn't make you a better coach. And this Atlanta Falcons team has been poised for this moment, Steven. And ever since Mike Vick got arrested, this is the moment that they've been living for. And they step up in this moment. Seattle will have their day. Their day is coming in the future. The youngest team in the NFL, Pete Carroll, will tell you 10 times to Tuesday.
Yes.
And they will have their day.
Yes, he came out today and said that the NFL is starting to embrace young quarterbacks.
Okay, my point, I didn't even know that this had happened. Not a day goes by that Pete doesn't tell you how young his team is.
Yeah, Pete tells you something every day.
But it's usually the same old thing. Okay, so Steven, let's wrap with the final
game.
Well,
I'm going to wrap, and just real quickly, why I'm taking Atlanta over Seattle is I no longer believe, and I don't know if I ever believed, that defense wins championships.
Yeah.
And although Seattle does have the better defense.
They have a terrific defense.
I think that they're going to find it difficult to stop all the weapons that Atlanta's going to throw at them this week. So.
The burner, the Snelling.
Who you and then the wide receiver, who you going to stop?
White.
You stop Roddy White. You got Julio Jones. You stop Julio
Tony
Jones.
Gonzalez.
You got Tony Gonzalez. You know, and even their third wide receiver, Harry Douglas, ain't that
Harry
bad.
Douglas
so,
is good. Okay? Yes, he gets the dropsies from time to time, but he is a good threat.
He is a good guy. So, there you go. And by the way, Dick Vermeil, just so you know, this just in, and a bing, 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 bing. He says that the Eagles should break the bank to get John Gruden as their next head coach.
I wouldn't disagree with anybody who wanted Gruden, frankly.
He's just so mean.
He's not mean. He's fun, and he's intense.
And he'll scowl you, and I'm like, hey, Chucky, in Oakland. Hey, John, how you doing? He gave me the scowl, and then he said hi. But then he goes, like, I was like, why are you growling at me for? I just said hi, John.
That's his stick, and he's fun. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I know. He was a fun
John
guy.
John is a great guy. Okay. Interesting, this breaking, too, as we've gone over our targeted mark. The Cowboys are looking at Monty Kiffin. To replace defensive coordinator.
You know what? I'm going
to
give Ed Franks' props. He told me that's what the Cowboys were thinking about doing.
Ed Werder's saying this, and Ed Werder is tapped in with the Cowboys.
Yes,
like
he
him
is.
Or hate him, and Steven hates him, and that's fine. And I don't know him, so that's fine.
Yeah. But Ed Franks, you know, she's like, why would they do that? I was like, well,
Kiffin resigned as DC at USC, where his son Lane
yes.
is the head coach,
yes.
and expressed a desire to return to the NFL.
Monty Ball. In Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're liking it, huh?
I do like it.
All right.
I like Monty Ball in Dallas.
Well, there we go. Now let's move on to the final game.
Final game!
1:30 start here in the United States
of
America.
So which game? Last time you only came for one game, and there were four, but we only saw one.
I had girls climbing all over me, and I loved it because I love those girls.
We can stop that.
Can we go to my house?
I could come to your house,
if
yes.
you come to my house, dude. It's so controlled.
Yes.
And Trisha can bring the girls.
Yeah, but see, you're still going to have girls climbing on you.
They won't be climbing on me because there's more than one place to sit.
Okay. All right.
When you share a couch with a
But see, the
old,
only reason they were even out when I'm out there watching the games, they're not out there jumping on me.
The only reason they were out there is because Uncle Jeff was
Uncle
here.
Because Uncle Jeff was there.
Well, we
now,
had a fun time.
We could have put the kibosh down. You were enjoying it.
I loved it.
Otherwise, I wouldn't put the kibosh.
I love my girls.
And then they would have gone and done whatever it is they do. When
I
they,
love my girls, and I didn't want them anywhere but
well,
with me.
Well,
Steven,
see?
That's the ambivalence.
Well, then you can't complain.
I'm not complaining. I'm pointing out. I'm describing.
You're
Steven.
Describing.
There's a huge
okay.
difference.
All right.
But this being the biggest weekend in sport, I...
You don't want that. I understand.
Yeah.
I could come over to your place. You gonna feed me lunch?
But let's do something with the girls, though. Anyways,
you gonna feed me lunch?
Heck yeah, Dee Dee okay. takes care of you, doesn't
Good.
She?
Yes, she does.
My wife's amazing.
All right, and then Well, I was thinking after Sunday night is when we should go see to the movie.
That's fine.
To Zero Dark Thirty.
I said we do it.
Okay.
Have care babysit.
Yes.
She'll be just doing her homework and it'll be
There
great.
You go. Houston at New England, final game, 4:30 Eastern
this
time.
This isn't going to be close.
On CBS at Gillette. And I, okay, so do you remember Marie? Marie Louise, the reporter
nope.
from overseas?
Nope.
Cute kid. We met her at the first press conference when Belichick was late and
yes.
he just yelled at everybody.
Yes. Was she the Good. Dutch one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so,
she was.
So
very,
she's been
very
kind
kind
of like, you know, during the playoffs, just. Sending me a text and asking me what I thought.
Oh, that's very cool of her.
Yeah, cause
she's
always,
awesome.
That's right. And so I told her this is going to be the only blowout of the weekend.
And the
all
line,
the other games
Steven?
Are gonna, all the other games are going to be close.
The line?
It's the only blowout. I say New England. This is probably the only double-digit one. I say New England minus 11.
9.5.
11.
I said 10. I said 10 to Dee Dee.
Yeah.
And she said 9.5. I said, they're wrong.
Yeah.
They're wrong. I said, if there's a game I'd put money on, this would be it.
Yeah.
This would be take New England,
Look,
give
Houston,
the points.
Houston showed last week they got to settle for field goals. And you can't settle for field goals against Tom Brady, who's going to be scoring touchdowns every time he gets the ball.
The beginning of Houston's demise started in New England.
Yeah.
And now they're going back there.
Yeah, and it's going to end. This game won't be close. I like the Patriots. They got Gronkowski back. He obviously showed in that last game. He's still got it. He's back healthy. They got Hernandez back, so they got both their tight ends. Wes Welker's going to be out there auditioning for a job for somebody because I don't think they bring him back next year. So he's going to want to try and do his best to show, hey, I still got wheels, people. You want to give me a job? So I don't know that Houston could match offensively what the New England Patriots are going to bring.
And as I've said before, and I'll say it again, New England has figured out how to play defense of late.
New England at Denver, Green Bay at Atlanta. That's what we got. We agree on all of them. So
yeah.
right now, we're going to have to wait the championship weekend see if – see, the problem with that, though, is then it puts the possibility of a tie
– Which we've had.
– in play.
We've had a tie before.
We have had that. Yes, we have had that.
All right.
Denver, Green Bay, Atlanta, New England, we agree on all four games.
Therefore, that's where you should be.
That
okay?
is where you should be. Because generally when Jeffrey and I agree in the playoffs.
It takes something really dramatic for there to be an upset.
Because just
it's
so you know,
be...
last weekend when we agreed, the two that we agreed on, we were right.
Yeah.
Usually we like split one and
yeah,
one.
We usually split when we differ. And nope. I've got the hot hand, so roll with me right now. And
yeah.
Steven's rolling with me.
I'm not
he didn't
rolling
know what
with
I was going to pick.
I'm in my
he
pick first.
He didn't know what I was going to pick, as
yes.
I've been trying to say.
I really thought we were going to differ.
Steven, you dialed in.
On Green Bay, San Francisco, Seattle, Atlanta.
Look, I like San Francisco. You know that my heart is in San Francisco.
Yes.
But my mind is with the winner. That's a green
and if you're looking for games to any of these, you should know
games?
That tickets to any of these games that right now Baltimore and actually the cheapest tickets that are available are for the Seattle Atlanta game. You could buy tickets for as low as $44 a piece for that game.
Why wouldn't you
the
go?
The most expensive ticket is in San Francisco, where the lowest possible ticket is $159 a $1,200.
What's the highest?
That one.
Click on StubHub. Green Bay expensive.
Oh,
expensive.
The most expensive ticket?
StubHub, man.
Oh, the most. Oh,
I'm
dude.
I'm thinking New England. There's got to be a $1,500 ticket in New England.
$5,500.
$5,500?
Yes. $5,500.
I need that.
What?
What are you high?
For an upper reserved midfield sideline one ticket available.
A single?
A single.
You don't even get to sit with your friends?
Row 15, $5,500.
I bet you.
$5 that is the most expensive.
Then it goes vacant.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's buying that ticket.
Don't buy that nonsense.
Because you could buy... Because you could just buy two rows lower, you could get two for $2,400 apiece.
There you go.
And that's where I would go.
Okay.
I'll go to the press box.
I'll go to the press box and get a free lunch and a bad hot dog.
But I think that is, let's see how Denver, the Denver highest, ooh, that was not the highest ticket.
Denver. What?
If you want to get club seats, right smack dab, 50-yard line, $7,500.
Well, those will go purchased. See, that's the thing. Denver Bronco fans are crazy, and they're so excited with Peyton Manning being here.
Row 25 section. I mean, this is a great seat. I'm looking at the stadium right now. But
okay.
$7,500 for a ticket?
We got to tap out. You'll see us tomorrow.
But it's not even a championship game.
I know. Imagine. They're only going to escalate. Tomorrow, Sky Sport News, you'll see us on with the lovely Claire Tomlinson at 8:45 in the UK. And if we could make it 1 hour earlier so that it could be on in the U.S., we would. But we have no control over these things, friends.
The highest ticket in Atlanta is $3,500.
San Francisco. Since you've already covered three of the four.
I did San Francisco.
Most
that
expensive.
Was,
you
that was the 55. Was 5,500.
You said it was New England.
No, I haven't done New England. That's the last one left.
Oh, $5,500 San Francisco. Yes. That'll go unsold. But you know what?
Most,
maybe not.
And $5,500 for New England. It's the most expensive.
See, the thing is, I mean, Silicon Valley, you've got chumps with change.
So, based on these numbers, does that mean nobody really wants to go see Seattle and Atlanta? Is that what we can judge by this?
If you think about it, no.
Yes. That's all the time we got, people. Thank you for allowing Jeff and I to have a little bit of fun. Now we got to go. Jeff cracks the whip. You guys don't know.
You don't
but
know.
We like chomp it down and we go on. And then Jeff starts cracking the whip on me and I got to get to work.
Acknowledged.
I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis, the whip cracker.
And this is NFL Rants and Raves. We're out. I prefer whip cracker to nutcracker.
Wapah.